said you had a flood. What caused it? The... If you have a real heavy rain, is there a word you'd have for
that?
Storm.
Okay. Alright. Hey, a tournament. It's in pretty common usage in the area, but not quite formal. Any kind of funny term for a very heavy rain.
Tornado?
No, it's not quite that, but it's just a heavy rain.
Flood?
Okay, but like a cloud burst or something along that, you ever use that term? Or anything like it that you use?
Yeah, I've heard it used. Cloud burst. Cloud burst.
Are there any other terms? Goose grounder or downfall? You might say it was raining.
What?
Yeah, real heavy rain. Say it.
Raining downpour?
Okay. Now before you said if there's a storm of thunder and lightning, what do you call that?
Electric storm.
Okay. Are there any other terms for that? Or is that the most common here?
That's the most common here.
Yeah. Okay. And what do you say the wind does?
What? The wind's...
It constantly...
Blow.
Okay. And yesterday it...
Blew.
And many times it has...
Blown.
Okay. If it's raining, but not raining very hard, just a few fine drops coming down, you say it's...
Drizzle.
Okay. Any other terms for that? What if it gets, it's a little stronger than a drizzle, what's it then?
Shower.
Okay. What do you call the heavy white mist that comes out over a river or say would be on the highway?
Fog.
Okay. And if there's a lot of this, you say it's pretty today.
Foggy.
Okay. Are there any words, like sometimes, you know, it will be very heavy and then sometimes be pretty light. Is there a different term you have for fog? So,
intense.
Okay.
But be very heavy.
How would a mist compare with fog, which is thicker?
Well, a fog. Fog. Here, the way we speak of it.
Okay.
Mist.
Believe it or not, that's it.
Yeah. I thought you said to take 2 hours. I lived in Alabama. Well, they'd come home, they'd make it convenient to come up here to my father's, you know, at the same time. And these boys and my sister, she had 3 that lived in Ohio. And this boy, my sister lived in Alabama, had 1. So he was very polite, you know, but he used that southern accent and he talked. Well, it was, you know, amusing to hear him talk. He talked like a nigger, you know. He asked him. He couldn't help it, you know. He'd been raised up and they had a nigger worked in the home, you know, and did all the work. Well, these boys from Ohio, they could say 3 words while he's saying 1. They had that northern accent. And it would tickle them to death, you know, to listen to him talk, you know. And they got to kind of making fun of him, you know. They'd say, yeah, sir. He came down here early one morning.